We are. I mean, nobody's listening, but we are broadcasting live. So don't tell any, what your my magic band is. All right, Adam.
That's the name of my band.
Is the name of my magic band? Is the band?
These chicks don't even know the name of my band.
All right. Well, on that
that's
note,
an Eminem song.
You are real hip. You're real. You're real.
How old is that Eminem song?
Oh, it's very old. It's not even Eminem. It's like his gang.
It's like Reese's Pieces.
Mmm.
And here we are, another waste of the podcast, show number 157, ladies and gentlemen.
Woohoo!
My name is Dave, and I've had a glass of wine.
A tiny, tiny glass, like a shot of wine.
I'm sure.
A glass that is a wine-tasting glass, but I'm not a wine drinker, so I apologize. Now, on the other side of the Mississippi River is my good friend and more than likely sober friend, Adam. Adam, how are you doing?
Yes, I am sober.
You should get a drink.
If I had anything open, I would.
All right. Well, you should, if you had anything open, it takes a bottle opener to do that.
I know. I just got to do that. It's not worth it. I'm comfy on the couch.
Right on. Part-time Ryan is working this evening, so he is still on the other part of his time. We have the bodacious redhead. Aaron is in the room tonight.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. And we have the ever-crafty Sarah's in the room as well.
Hello.
Hello. And I'm sure Millie will be running in and out as she so wishes.
I don't know. She's watching that crayon show. So.
Oh, God, that crayon show. It's mesmerizing. And we may be blessed with a special guest interview this afternoon, or this evening. This evening with one comedic Michael Manker. But we that around 7:15 or 9:15 or whatever time it is for you. I don't know where we are.
I don't think it's 7:15 for any. Oh, no, I guess it might be.
7:15. It is for me.
See? See?
It's 7 right now.
So we'll be keeping an eye.
He'll be calling in at 7:15?
He'll be calling in the next 10 minutes-ish. So that's what we'll be looking forward to. But until then, Adam.
Ew.
It has been so long since I've talked to you.
Sugar. Wasn't it just last week?
Yeah, that's 7 days. 6 days.
Oh, right.
Was it last Sunday or Monday?
Monday.
I think it was
Sunday.
No one else listens, so how would you know? So a week ago, and I'm going to try to get the show up much faster than normal, because last week's show, I think I got up on Thursday. And that's
inconceivable.
I know. And our
I waited all that time for it.
Our dedicated listener wanted to know where it was, so...
Right, they were probably like, hey...
That's it, that's all they said. Hey,
where is it?
Hey, where's that show I listened to once every blue moon? I've done nothing this week, Adam.
Nothing?
Nothing. I apologize that I was not able to audition for anything this week or do anything fancy. Yes, you missed last week's show. I did an audition for the company.
Ah.
Yes, you should listen to it. It's a rousing... I didn't get the role.
Well, why do I need to listen to it then?
Well, because it was an interesting...
Spoiler alert!
Right, spoiler alert, I didn't get it.
Spoiler alert, I'm still here, yet I walk around my store and I say funny things and then I turn to them and say, and I wasn't cast.
Yep.
And I'm funny.
Do other people think you're funny?
Yes, the people at work seem to think I'm hilarious.
Oh.
And I'm like, have you met Adam?
That's true.
They probably he's haven't.
Funny. And he's funny. Have you met Sarah?
She's hilarious.
She's much funnier than I am.
You've met Erin? Yeah, there you go.
She's all right.
Oh.
I don't know. We hardly ever hear from her, so.
I've known you to say a funny thing or two, Dave.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not friends with people that aren't funny.
Oh. I'm going to go down your friend list now. And just go, is this person funny? Is this person
funny? I'm going to say yes to all of them.
All right.
But you can't go down like my Facebook friends list because those aren't friends.
Oh.
No, they're just people that I met once or twice.
We're Facebook friends.
Exactly.
Yeah. Adam, have you done anything fun and exciting before we move over to talking about
somebody else? I'm trying to think. I don't think that I have done anything.
Adam, you're going to have to do something.
Today I was at Molly's volleyball practice, and I taught an improv class, but that's about it.
You taught an improv class during volleyball practice?
Wow.
No. No. Because that
prior
would,
to.
That would have been something.
Yeah, I taught people how to play Oracle and Dr. Know-It-All. It was hilarious.
Dr. Know-It-All.
And Blind Line and Pick-A-Play.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know any of these.
Blind Line, that one's okay. Pick-A-Play, that's fun.
Think of place.
Dr. Know-It-All. Which one's Dr. Know-It-All?
The one word at a time answers to questions.
Oh, so three people answering one word at a time?
And Oracle is three people answering at the same time.
I hate Oracle.
I love Oracle.
I thought Oracle was always funny to watch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I enjoyed Oracle. I hated Madrigal.
Yes, Madrigal's terrible.
I'm a few steps behind you, Adam. In my meetings with my stock people, my stalkers, we've been playing Schwing.
Love it.
So I'm trying to get their energy up before they go back out.
That's right.
So we've been playing Schwing or Zip Zap Zop.
Yes.
Or or Pass the Clap, which gets a
pass
good
laugh. Pass the Clap.
It gets a good laugh every time I say it. And I say, hey, we have a lot of CPs here. It happens.
I always say, we're passing the clap tonight. And everybody's like, oh. I'm like, no, really, take your pants off.
I told them last night, I said, next time we meet, we will be playing Big Booty.
Big booty. Nice.
Erin knows Big Booty.
Of course.
She does?
Yeah, she had her hair thing in her mouth, but she knows Big Booty.
Oh.
How do you know Big Booty?
I don't know. How do you know Big Booty?
I know because we did Big Booty as a warm-up game.
We did it in marching band. I don't know where it came from. I didn't know that was an improv thing.
Sarah, look up
it's
the
origins. It's not really an improv thing.
Look
it's
up the origins of Big Booty. No, it's just a fun game we played it, and it got people's energy up. And
yeah, so then why wouldn't I know Big Booty? I'm fun. Come on, we just established this.
I know you learned it in band.
I learned. Oh.
I was in band.
Dork.
In high school. Son of a bitch. In high school, I was not in band in college.
I wasn't either.
No, oh, wait. You played the flute.
I did not.
You played the clarinet.
Clarinet, bassoon, and piano, and percussion. Thank you. Wow, that just brought the mood down.
Yeah.
I was trying to process that.
Way to go.
Whatever.
Reed, sucker.
I could have been a famous bassoonist. Instead, I'm here on the celebrity couch.
Yep. Can you name, next time, bring your bassoon in.
Can you name two famous bassoonists?
I can't name one.
Can you spell bassoon?
B-A-S-S-O-O-N.
All right. World famous bassoonist here. Let's go, she deserves this.
Yay!
She deserves a yay.
Yay!
Way to bassoon.
Do you want a cookie?
I have a cookie.
Don't give him one. I hate the sound of eating on a microphone.
I won't
hang up.
It's very annoying. Ah. I played the tuba and the trumpet.
Oh. Brass hole.
Oh! Reed sucker.
I don't get it.
Sarah was on the flag team.
I was.
Really?
Yeah, for like
a
year.
They were all slutty in school.
I don't think
that's so funny to me because, like, the flag team up here, it's like the people you don't want to be.
Yeah, the flag.
It's like the people that couldn't make any of the other things.
Yes. Do you ever watch?
But then it's funny because, like, there was a girl I knew that was from. I can't remember if she was from Illinois, maybe. And she's like, no, that's the cool thing to do. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, you don't want to be a cheerleader.
No.
I was like, oh.
Did you ever watch Modern Family, in the middle? In the,
no.
And the made-up cheerleaders that they are? That's what our flag team was like. But interrupting us right now is the world-famous stand-up comedian, internet sensation, tweeting god, Mr. Mikey Manker.
I am none of those.
There he is. Mikey, were you on the flag team?
I kind of thought, is it like the Palm Squad, or is it, I don't know what that is.
You twirl the flag for the band.
Yeah.
In the band. Okay, I thought you meant like during halftime at like a high school basketball game, you come out and you do like a routine with the flags and all that.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
But only with the band, right?
I don't know.
Well, sometimes
it's the color guard. Or is it also called the color guard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because our high school, we had like the cheerleading squad, and then like in between halftime or during halftime, like the Palm Squad would come out, and they were like much hotter, and then they would like play like hip hop music, like dance around and stuff.
Yeah, and they'd dance, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the dance team for us.
Yeah,
they weren't hot though, but they did hip hop music.
We had a dance team as well, but yeah, the flag twirlers were. A hodgepodge group of girls who were questionable.
I feel like they always had the token like super gay guy too that was straight and just doing it to be around the girls.
No. I don't remember.
There was not a guy on our team.
I did air quotes, by the way, for those of you that can't.
Sarah was on the flag team maker.
Oh, nice. Cool.
So, Mikey Maker, you've traveled around the world.
I've been to one place. I haven't ever traveled around the world.
In 80 days, he went there.
Yeah.
On a hot air balloon.
You've done comedy in two different countries, so that's one thing. Do you tweet at all?
Yeah, I do.
So you're a tweeter.
I first started like a long time ago, then I kind of quit doing it because I didn't feel like it anymore, and then I picked it up like a year ago again.
So a Twitter sensation.
Yeah.
Mikey has recently watched Star Wars.
Yeah, all three of them for the first time. Well, not like I've seen bits and pieces of them, but I never sat down and watched them all.
What order did you watch them in?
Oh, the not the first, second, third, but like episode 4, 5, and 6.
The right order.
The
original. So did you know that Darth Vader was Luke's dad?
Oh yeah, but like I didn't know that I thought he already kind of knew it. I don't know. It was weird. But yeah, no, I knew he was his dad because people quote that line.
Oh
gosh,
right.
But I knew. I just didn't know which episode. He admitted to being the dad. I always thought it was like the final episode. It's not. It's the second one.
Yes.
That's weird. You would think in the last one, that's when he'd be like, hey, but I'm your dad.
You're telling us because we've all seen it. I'm looking at a picture of Mikey. He's giving me the thumbs up.
That's my Skype profile.
That's good.
Yeah. So yeah. I feel
like I took that in the work bathroom, by the way.
Nice.
A long time ago. Yeah.
It makes me feel like I'm doing a good job, though.
You are doing a good job.
Thank you. So, Mikey Maker, you are going to be recording a live album, your second live album.
Yes, second one this Thursday.
Adam and I had an idea for you. I think you should do a pre-recorded album and play it before a live studio audience.
You know what? There is something like that going on now. I don't know if you've heard about this. No, it's here's what it is. Here's what it is. It's called Seven Minutes in Purgatory.
Okay.
My friend comedian Ian started it. He lives in LA now. What it is you go into a soundproof booth. You put like those big like headphones on so you can't hear anything. You're in an inner booth, and then there's a camera on you, and you basically do your stand up to a camera, and there's a live feed to a real audience.
Damn it.
It's called 7 Minutes in Purgatory. It's a really cool show, and like it's great because like the audience, like you have no idea if the audience is laughing or not.
Ugh.
But so the audience like kind of laughs at your live feed. It's
awesome.
Really fun.
Damn it! No, none of my ideas. God damn it! He came up with this last week, right? I said this on the radio.
No, it was. I think he did like the first time a year ago. But it's real cool. So you're basically doing it like in a soundproof booth, and then there's a camera on you, and it feeds to like an audience of like 20, 30 people on a big screen TV.
Freaking genius.
Yeah, that's
pretty brilliant.
Good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, we'll have to look that up later on and see if it's as good as our idea.
Yeah, I'll send you a link to it.
All right, thank you. So, so your second album, when did your last album come out?
Summer. I recorded it in summer of 2011, but it came out like that fall.
Fall 2011?
Yeah.
So you've been working on new material since then?
Mm-hmm.
Nope, it's going to be all
this. Yeah, it'd be better this time. I'm going to tell people it's better.
I'm going to re-record my original bits. It's going to be great.
I like it. It's going to be the guy puking on the side of your car. Happy New Year.
Yeah, I forgot about that joke. But
How long will it take you to get this the post-production stuff done?
Well, it's the guy recording. I don't know how long it's going to take, but then after it gets recorded and like kind of cut up and sounds right, and then I'm going to send it off to a bunch of different like labels that do comedy records like on a mass scale and see if they like it.
Nice.
If not, I'll just do it myself.
Cool.
But yeah, but somebody told me last night, because he asked how long it was going to be. I think it's like 45 minutes. And he goes, well, if you're going to do it on vinyl, it has to be under 38 minutes or at 38 minutes.
Vinyl?
Yeah, because I guess a vinyl record only holds 38 minutes worth of like info.
Interesting.
But that's like on one side, though.
Right. So you have to do twice.
So what are you going
to
do?
Well, I think I'm gonna do 45.
I mean, us that are
like,
buying
records. I think I'll do like 45, but then like if I really want to put it on vinyl, I'll whenever we do the editing, I'll kind of cut it down a little bit or shorten something. I don't know.
You've got to put this.
I
on
guess
vinyl.
It would be kind of badass to have a record.
Yeah, and apparently it's fairly cheap too. He's like, if you want like 300 of them pressed. I think it's like $500-$600, which isn't a lot of money really. If for 300 bucks, I mean, you also have to sell those too. But I'm sure you can do much, much lower orders too.
And how
many hipsters buy that? You'd be good.
Yeah, but he said the problem with vinyl is there are so many bands and artists out there now who are putting all their material on vinyl that these places that press the albums are so far behind, like so backed up. Yeah.
How many records do you have to sell to go gold?
Gold is 500,000.
I think you should press 500,000 records. knowing that you're going to go gold.
I should press them and then just buy them all myself at whatever price I get them for. And well, that way I technically have gone gold.
There you go. And then bury them with the ET cartridges.
Mm-hmm. No, just give them out.
Yeah, I could do that too. Who cares?
People will take them.
Yeah, records, it's better than, you know, it's a novelty more than anything. But
speaking of the ET cartridges, do you know that they uncovered a bunch of ET cartridges and are selling them on eBay?
Yes, they made a documentary of that nonsense.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's not that bad of a game. I've played it a shit ton. It's terrible, but it's not the worst game I've ever played.
I used to play that when I was a kid for hours. And then accident, you know, you're being chased by the bad guy and you fall into that mm-hmm. hole. And then you have to get your
Do Sarah, Aaron, and Adam know what we're talking about? Or is it just nonsense?
Yes. Adam. I played it.
Sarah okay. does.
I barely remember it. I don't know if I ever
Aaron
played it.
Aaron doesn't even know what an Atari is.
I do too. I used to play gymnastics on it. Thank you.
Atari 2600?
Oh, okay.
Or 7800?
Atari
2600 or 7800?
No.
See? Yeah, there you go. Gymnastics.
Yeah.
What a girl game.
I can't remember gymnastics.
I don't even know why we had it.
Mikey had gymnastics.
I'm sure.
I still have my Atari.
What?
I should hook it up to my 65-inch LED TV and play Atari on it. It'd be hysterical.
It'll blow your mind.
We have ours.
You'll have to go to a Radio Shack or a GameStop and get the converter, because the old Atari's plugged into the old TVs. You have to, like, screw it in. Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my TV has that.
What?
Oh, you're okay, does
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
oh,
I hooked
awesome.
My
that's
Nintendo
great.
Up to it.
Oh, that's awesome, yeah. Oh, never mind then. No, I mean, like, the actual prongs. Remember those? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I remember the screw-in thing. What are you talking about?
on the old Atari TV hookup, it was like these. It was a box, and it was two kind of.
Oh yes, yes, yes! I know exactly what you're talking about. Now.
That would screw into the back, like literally screw in. Yeah, screwdriver to do it. But I think you can buy a converter for it. So.
You're listening to Atari talk.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. So anyway, what
technical
else is going
Atari
on?
Talk.
What's new in Florida?
Nothing. It's nice. It's
snowing here. Is it snowing in Chicago?
It did last night and this morning a little bit. But it hasn't been that bad this year. It's been nice.
No, it'll be 50 here tomorrow.
That's good. Yes.
It was misting rain earlier yesterday.
I was like, not today.
No, they
not
needed today. A light jacket a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
I was wearing a long sleeve.
Nipply.
I was wearing a long sleeve. Wait, what? I was wearing a long sleeve overshirt today. In jeans.
Dave had to put socks on with his sandals.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it was so cold.
Because of work? Or?
No, it was so cold I had to put socks on.
Oh, I thought you were at work wearing sandals and they told you to put socks on.
They tell me to put shoes on and they tell me to go home.
How many did you put socks on?
Fascists! Wear sandals and now socks.
Shave them sideburns.
Burns. Mikey, I went to an audition last week.
Disney audition or just a regular
Disney audition? Disney audition.
What was it
Disney audition or a real audition?
I had to memorize a monologue and everything. It was terrible.
What was it for?
It was for interactive performers. So it was those Streetmosphere people.
Oh, cool.
I would have made fun of you.
And totally and the turtle talk
heckled.
And the turtle talk in the laugh floor.
Oh.
But I did not make it past the first round.
Was turtle talk? Is that with Crush?
Yes.
Whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Cool.
I did not make it for the first round, but I'll tell you one thing. Well, and I told this on last week's show, but I'll just tell you right now. The guy behind me in line, he was from California, and he also already played Crush in Disneyland.
Oh, really?
And the guy behind him was Jake Blues of the Blues Brothers of Universal Studios.
That's not fair.
But you have a podcast. Who of Florida Entertainment.
Yes, it was a who's who. I sat there looking around at people's faces, and I recognized like all sorts of people.
That's awesome.
Yes, but
Goofy was there.
Did they give you good feedback though to use for next auditions?
Okay, Adam, Mikey, let me tell you this is what happened. I was number 46 out of 200.
Well, you are number one in my heart, Dave.
Oh, shucks. When the fourth group went in, we all walked in a line, and then we walked down the hallway, another hallway, and then we sat on a bench, And the guy said, all right, here's what you're going to do. When it's your when you're up next, when that person comes out of the room, you just go in and don't even wait. Just go right in. We have 1 minute for everybody.
Oh, wow.
Because they had to get through 200 people because at the end, we all had to be gone because they were doing the women's auditions at noon. Mm-hmm. And we started at 10. So they had to go through 200 people a minute at a time.
That just seems like poor planning.
And it,
did they
but
give
how
you,
would
like,
they
like,
do
like
that
an
in 2 hours? That's only 120 minutes.
Oh, they were booking it. Let me tell you. I'm sorry, Mike.
Right,
you
I understand that.
Oh, there was. There
was you, still I was going to say, did they give impossible. You like immediate, like a yes or no? Or
there were people there, Adam, that did not make the minute. So, did they give me immediate feedback? I walk into the room. It's just one table, one casting director. He looks up, says, all right, go. I did my monologue. I got one chuckle at the end. And he said, thank you, David. And that was it.
Oh, man.
But you got the whole minute.
But I had the. I took a minute and I took a minute and 20 seconds.
That's great.
You are the
so
reason.
So some people they cut off?
Some people they cut off. The guy before me chose not to do a monologue. He sang a song. And he did not make the full minute.
You were the reason number 123 did not get
yes.
to go.
Yes. But most people in there already knew each other. Most people already had... excuse me, sorry. Most people already had gigs. Contracts were up, and that's why everyone was there.
So okay.
They all had to re-audition for their jobs. Mm. So it was interesting. The guy said when we got there, he goes, you're all winners for showing up.
Which is a lie.
but and he also said if he goes, when you get back to your car and you start analyzing everything you did in this audition, everything you did wrong, he goes, just remember this.
Do it all differently.
You were looking for something specific. We're looking for a specific look. We're looking for a specific height. We're looking for a specific sound. And if you don't have it, that's all. You know, that's not what we're looking for. So
you know what? Then they should probably have a like that on a requirement. Like, hey, we're looking for this height, look, and weight, and that kind of stuff.
They do that for like if you're going to be a face character. You have to be this height and this, you know, and this weight.
Isn't Tinkerbell like 4 foot tall?
Oh, yeah.
And weigh any more than like 82 pounds or something?
So I have to talk.
That might just be the flying one, though.
Hmm. my mom works at a high school, and this kid there is in theater, and she wants to talk to me about working at Disney World.
Oh, no.
And she wants to be a princess. And I'm like, Mom, how do I tell this kid, like... You got to be there. You got to be this, pretty to begin with before you become a princess.
Right. Honestly doesn't matter. You could be the best actor in the world.
Yeah.
This is how the auditions for face characters go, Mikey. This is what they do, and this is what I've heard. You stand in a line with a whole bunch of other people, and the casting directors walk up and down the line looking at your face.
And just,
stare at you, and then they say, no. Or stand over there.
That's horrible. That's worse than like the toddlers and tiaras. Bullshit.
Oh yeah. So at least I got to go in. Adam did tell you that I got since I did get a chuckle. That was more than he had to do.
Oh wow.
So. Oh yeah. I mean, he didn't have to laugh at all. He cut people off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good though. That's
which
good.
Means that you lost him somewhere in it.
I lost him before I started. Because
I don't think so. Then he wouldn't have let you go the minute and 20.
Well, that's true, but I mean...
lost him at the end.
I didn't get any laughs in the
when
middle.
When you flubbed the word monologue.
Oh. You flubbed? You flubber.
Yeah, you're right. I flubbed the second to last line.
Oh.
I flubbed the word
monologue. And think about that. He let you go that entire time. Without cutting you off, and you see, I didn't realize that he had already cut people
and,
off.
And I cut 30 seconds out of that
you
monologue.
Lost. That's where you lost him.
I cut. Thank you. You're making me feel much better.
Yep.
I cut 30 seconds.
No, that's good because that's a good sign because that means if you're more prepared next time and you don't flub, then that's good.
I cut 30 seconds of my Hamlet monologue out in order to get it under that minute, and. And that's my reasoning, but the other reason was that I could not freaking memorize Hamlet.
Fair enough.
Couldn't get to be or not to be.
Oh.
That's all I said. So, to be or not to be, that is a question. And then
I held it out for the full minute?
I skipped the rest of that middle section and went back to my comedy. Yeah, it was a one-minute comedic monologue. But, yeah, so next time you come down, if there's auditions, Mike, you have to audition for that.
I'll do that. If you audition for Crush, you have to do the Crush voice or just have to kind of improvise.
You got
answers.
Me. I never made it that far.
Huh. I wonder.
Go in, and then if you make it in,
yes,
you go for specific roles?
So if you would have made it While we're all waiting out in the hallway, or in the big room waiting for our turn, people were coming back through the room with a piece of paper. If they had that piece of paper, they were coming back next Friday.
And
they
so it's like American Idol.
Exactly.
So you should have just done it in an Australian accent, and then maybe you would have made it to the next round.
I should have.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how your Australian accent sounds.
Crikey.
Now, is there a time that you have to wait to audition again?
No, he did say he said we have more auditions coming. They have auditions, I think, next week for stuntmen.
Okay, cool. I don't know if it's like one of the things where if you don't get it, you have to wait three, 4 months or something like that.
Well, you mostly have to wait 3 or 4 months until the next audition process. Mm.
Be the Indiana Jones guy.
I don't think I'm tall enough.
Not indie. But the little doofus yeah, guy.
A Nazi. A really bad guy.
A brown Nazi.
That makes sense.
I would more likely be a villager.
No, the guy that pretends he was picked from the audience.
Oh, I mean, no, yeah, that guy?
Yeah.
That guy does a lot of
stuff. That's the gymnast.
You weren't a gymnast?
He's the one who gets hit in the face and then balances on his own skull.
Yeah.
Mikey tried to do that. Mikey tried to grab his whip.
Yeah,
didn't he die?
I thought it was like a table. It was his whip. And then he yelled at me.
He did. It was true. I've got it on film somewhere.
Hey, not to change topic too much, but I have a little pocket flashlight, and I'm shining it down into my keyboard at my computer.
Just
and
jizz.
It is disgusting. Some of this shit is so gross.
Oh, don't do it. Yeah.
Just jizz.
Man. No, none of that. It's just like I think a couple like poppy like seeds from like a hamburger bun.
Poppy
it's just,
seeds.
Ugh.
It's
the worst.
Remnants of pots in there. Like, oh,
yeah.
Hmm. On a side note, Mikey, Sarah would like you to stop using the word sticky icky.
It's very silly. It's been a long time.
Speak in code.
Do what?
You gotta speak in code. So you can't say marijuana, you can say sticky icky. That way nobody knows what you're talking about.
Now you gotta find a new code.
What year is this?
All of our listeners now know.
Damn it. Yes. All of them.
All three.
All of them. Every time you post that, Sarah goes, ugh.
Yes.
Our listener knows. Our listener.
Is Sarah smoking? Is that what's going on?
Yes, she's like, I know what he's talking about.
I'm sure that's what's happening. That seems like something Sarah would do.
Stop calling it.
Sarah told me she did that one time, right?
Stop calling it sticky icky. I got ice in my mouth. I'm sorry, Mikey, what did you say?
I said, Sarah's smoked weed before. She's not like...
bajillion years ago. But...
Oh, okay.
She does coke now.
I have moved to crack. Thank you very much.
Rails,
right? Yeah.
Rails of coke.
She moved on.
I don't know. You do. I don't know this, Mike. We moved to Florida. It's all meth here.
Yeah.
It's much easier.
It's St. Louis.
Oh, that's true. St. Louis is meth, too. But
that's Florida's disgusting.
Meth and... Just prescription drugs, that's all.
Yes. Oh, that was Oxycontin. Yeah.
Is it really?
It used to be. Not as much anymore because they closed all the pill mills down.
Do you know what's scary about prescription drugs is, not to bum out anybody, but like a friend of ours in the comedy scene in Chicago passed away back in the summertime because of over prescription drugs. If you're taking like sleeping pills because you can't sleep, performance for it like raises every time you take it, so it takes more and more each time to knock you out. But the amount it takes to kill you stays the exact same. So you never know like how much is too much.
What?
Yeah, whoa. Yeah.
Just like Michael Jackson.
So yeah, that's why I tell my friends not to do that shit. I try to stay away from like any type of like NyQuil or sleep medication.
Right.
So don't do it, Sarah.
Yes. Okay. Stay off.
Just do crack from that one.
Get off the NyQuil.
Just crack and sticky icky.
Crack and sticky icky.
To hear Sarah say it.
It's cooler. It's cooler, actually, when she says it.
Then when Mike.
She's bringing it back.
It's not as cool when I say it.
She's bringing it back.
I sound like a cop when I'm saying it.
Mikey, does Joe Hart still live in Chicago?
He does. I haven't seen him since I moved back 3-4 years ago, but he's getting married.
What?
Yeah.
To a girl?
What?
To a woman. Whenever him and I were living together that time back, he started dating this
girl. Oh, that same girl?
Yeah, that same girl. They're getting married now. Her name is Tammy. She is Filipino or... I don't know. It's over there. So Filipino.
But they've been together for a long, long time then.
Yeah,
they've been seeing each other since like 2009, maybe 2010.
Wow. Is he doing comedy?
I think he is in, I mean, I haven't really heard from him, but I'm pretty sure he's in a couple of Improper Sketch groups. He has lost a ton of weight. He's like, he's pretty skinny now, I believe.
Oh, really?
Really?
Was he well, yeah, because what, because his job in Chicago, I don't know if he's still doing it, but he was a courier for the Chicago theater, like, whatever. So he would run mail between theater companies, like, downtown.
Yeah.
And it was just that combined with eating right and walking every day. Miles a day, which is beast. It just
wow! I need to do
them.
That.
Yeah.
Do they not believe in email?
No, it's like actual mail.
Well, but some things you can't. I mean, like if it's they need scripts or something like that.
Yeah, he said he would have to carry like boxes of costumes over to like, one place to another.
Oh, jeez!
All that. Yeah,
that'll do it.
So he dropped a lot of weight from that, and I think I don't think he's you know perfectly skinny, but I think he's not how he was.
Wow! Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say he's probably like maybe $170, $180, something like that.
Nice. Holy crap!
Oh no, it's crazy.
That's human size.
Yeah,
that's tiny.
Way to go! He's not doing the balloons anymore, right?
I can't. I think he got allergic to latex.
Latex. Yeah.
Every time I see someone doing balloon animals, I keep thinking of these hacks.
Yeah, you were one.
I know, right?
Quicker analogy from it.
You were nothing close to magic balloons. So, Mikey, when are you coming to Florida?
I don't know. I'm thinking February. No, probably March. So I'm going to get spring training.
I was going to go through my phone
and document all the time that I was coming down to
yes.
see you. I know.
Coming down next week.
Mikey, you break Dave's heart every time you say you're going to come. And he believes you every time you say you're going to come.
That's real sad.
It is very sad.
I tell Sarah, hey, Mikey says he's coming down for the holidays. She goes, he's not coming down. it's like you're my divorced dad. Dad's taking me to Disney World. Dad's not coming to Disney World.
Hey, Dave, would you do me a favor? For your next time, the next time you audition to Disney World for your monologue, we just go in and read all the messages, send you all the texts, and then you can get real sad after each one.
Hey,
and then he didn't come.
And then
he said...
It has to be a comedic monologue. Too depressing.
Can you say hi to Mikey?
Oh, Millie has joined the room. Hey, Millie, say hi to Mikey.
Hi.
Hey, Millie, what's up?
Good.
Millie, Mikey used to be your babysitter.
He was.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He taught you how to roll on the floor.
Whoa.
He taught you how to roll on the floor on the mats. Good times. All right, so we're looking at March. Okay, I'll set some.
I'll take some vacation.
I'll take some vacation.
No, it really, the problem is, it's really me procrastinating and buying plane tickets. Because I'll wait. I'm like, I'll buy plane tickets today, and then I'll wait till tomorrow, and then like a week later, they've gone up.
I know.
As much. So you have to buy them like when you first just log on.
I know.
You can't wait.
Why aren't tickets any
cheaper?
Oh,
and then delete your cookies and your history, because the websites save that information as well.
Oh, do they? So they can... Okay,
yep.
Cool.
And they will just show you what they've shown you before.
So then they won't show you...
In some cases.
They won't show you the latest and greatest prices?
They certainly won't show you the cheapest.
Fascinating.
So, but you should delete your cookies, because a lot of times you could find cheaper prices.
That, because you don't know what your computer
and
technician is
going to
find.
And then if your girlfriend goes through your computer, you're fine.
Mikey, do you have a girlfriend right now?
No, not really, no.
I remember when you had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That was like a 2-week period.
No, we did it.
That was longer than that, wasn't it?
We did it for six, 7 months. She actually, she lives like 2 houses down from me.
Does she really?
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Is that awkward?
Does she have a
boyfriend? No, I've only seen her a few times. But no, you know who she lives with. Amanda.
Amanda Smith.
Yeah, she lives with Amanda.
Now, isn't Amanda and Liz, are they opening for your
show? They're opening for me during the second show. Nice. They're doing their two-woman sketch show.
With Lizenda?
Yeah, Lizenda.
Well, that's crazy. And who's opening for you in your first set?
Kevin.
Kevin White?
Yeah.
Does he still do his Back to the Future joke?
No. He hasn't done that in a long time.
Still a classic. Oh, that one, that's one of my favorites as well as... His joke about how he treats his girlfriend like he treats his car.
Oh, they only get beat up when they're drunk, yeah.
Classic Kevin White. comedian Nikki Glaser was in town 2 weeks ago.
In Orlando?
In Orlando, yes. She was on...
Yeah, she was here, I think, yeah, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that.
She was on my favorite podcast, not this one. She was on the Tom and Dan podcast, and it's like, and she could talk about St. Louis a couple times, like, oh my gosh.
That's fun.
I met her. She told me to do a joke differently.
And I didn't listen.
I did. She came up to me, I guess got off stage, and I sat down. This was at Laughs on the Landing. And I sat down, and she comes up, and she goes, hey, I think your bit's really funny. You should end your bit. Instead of saying this, you should say this. And I'm like, okay. She wrote it down and everything and walked away. And then I would say 30 seconds to a minute later, she comes back, and she just apologizes. She goes, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Who the hell am I you should listen to? You just do whatever you're going to do. I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks.
That's a huge 180. That's
yeah.
Weird.
She just turned it right around. She must have felt bad for interrupting. Adam, are you still there? Uh-oh. Yeah, no, Adam's gone. Anyways, still classic AWA podcast, Mikey. Computer issues left and right. But so things are good in Chicagoland, huh? Snow.
Yeah, things are good.
Things are good. Anything big on the horizon?
Just besides this week, and then I'm doing the show Thursday, and then I don't know. I got to take a break for like a week and do something else to relax a bit.
Saturday Night Live's not calling yet.
Who's that?
SNL's not calling yet.
No, they're not. But I did meet Michael Che though. He's a very nice guy.
Oh, he's good.
He's the black guy. He's the new host of Weekend Update.
Oh yeah. Is he any good?
Yeah, he's great.
He's great. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's fun.
I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in a while.
Yeah, apparently it's gotten better from what I understand.
That's what they always say.
Yeah, that's what they always say.
One thing constant about SNL, it's always getting better.
But you know what? I was thinking about SNL, and like, you know what? It's not like our demographic. We're not their demographic. Their demographic is like teenagers to early 20-year-olds.
Yeah, we've slightly outgrown it, though. They do talk political talk, so
they do. Yeah,
so that's kind of our demographic. Because we should.
Hey, is Erin still there? Or she leave?
Erin is. She's still here.
When are you getting married?
March 7th.
This year.
Yes.
Nice. Is Dave and Sarah in the wedding, or did you say no?
Dave is the flower girl.
Is he for real?
I have a dress.
And Sarah's officiating.
Sweet.
I was supposed to be the DJ, so I don't know what happened to that.
I thought you'd want to enjoy it.
You're wrong.
It's an open bar.
Oh, okay. I can enjoy it. I really was hoping. I had my whole playlist, everything. It was my 80s hair metal playlist.
God.
All 80s.
Are you guys having a DJ or like a band?
A DJ. Play?
All 80s hair metal ballads.
This one.
What the hell?
Darn it. I'm so sad we missed
someone just get shot? What just happened in the background?
Oh, I dropped my hat. I was twirling around and it fell.
Is it a top hat?
No, it's like a regular baseball hat, but it hit like the edge of my space heater and then made a big clang.
Space heater.
Basically, yeah. My house is kind of drafty, so even with the plastic thing on the windows, it's still kind of drafty.
We have a fan on in the studio.
I know. I miss warm weather.
It's so hot in here with all this equipment burning. We may have lost Adam for the night because he did say he only was going to be here for the first hour, and we've completely lost his connection. I may have to reboot this GD computer.
Uh-oh.
Mm. But we do have the world-famous Mikey Maker on the line. From Chicago. You know any other famous people?
Do I know any other famous people?
Yeah, that we could talk to instead.
Oh, they get instead of me. Yes. No, I mean, who's like comedy-wise? Or...
Sure.
I know Hannibal. He's very funny. He's a good guy.
Who?
Hannibal Buress. He's the guy who called out Bill Cosby and the whole thing he's into.
How does he feel about that? Does he feel happy or?
I think he wasn't expecting this kind of like reaction to it because we were kind of talking about it. We were all at a bar when he was in town, and he was like, "I didn't think it was going to blow up as big as it did," and he was wrong because it did.
Is he glad for exposing this, or does he feel like ooh, ee?
I don't know. I mean, I think if something crazy happens and fucking Bill Cosby just kills himself, I think he'll feel bad then. But who knows? I don't know.
But. On the other side, he did get a lot of good press in the beginning. I mean, his name was everywhere.
Yeah. And if it is true, whatever Cosby did, if it is true, that's good for Hannibal for
getting the word out.
Speaking up.
Yeah, I guess, right? I don't understand.
Well, you know,
I guess that's good, right?
Yeah, it should. I mean, if in the end of the courts and everything, it's true, and is guilty of the crimes, the heinous crimes that he may have committed, then yes, it's great that he called him out. And, like, this guy is a hero for saying something and finally being listened, though people have been saying it for years.
So, do you think he's guilty?
Who am I to say?
He's gotta be. If so many people have come out. I mean, so many people.
It doesn't look good.
Yeah.
He also, like, refused to talk about it, too. They asked him on 60 Minutes or something to comment, and he's like, I can't comment right now. It's like,
I don't know. I mean, if it turns out that he's innocent, it doesn't really mean anything.
I mean, he's still, you know.
It took Michael Jackson a good 10 years to come back after those heinous accusations.
From, like, one or two people. This has been, like, what, 30 people?
Yeah, it's like 30 women. It's a lot of women.
Yeah, Sarah, you're on that list as well. So anyone can get on this list of women who have been abused by Bill Cosby.
So creepy.
I'm on his list as well because I had to watch that show for years. I felt abused. No?
Yeah.
No? Sorry. I had a glass of wine.
I do listen to a lot of that 24/7 comedy, and whenever his bits come on, it's like, ugh. You're gross, old man.
Just sitting in a chair wearing all sweats. That's the creepiest part.
I'm sure he can't pull that off now. This was 20 years ago he was pulling this off left and right. 30 years ago he was just dancing through it.
Yeah.
But now he's an old man. He's like, listen, I can't do it anymore. Just leave me alone. I won't.
Leave me alone.
And he has that whole bit about Spanish Fly from like years and years ago.
Yeah.
I know.
And that's just like a creepy phrase too, Spanish Fly. Anybody?
That and Sticky Icky. Yeah. Aaron, you said you had more wine left?
Yeah.
I thought you just gave the rest of it to me, no?
Uh-uh.
I can take a little bit more.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I'm not driving anywhere.
She's not going to go get it.
Please? Can I have some? Anyway, is it not here?
No.
It's in the
room. Then don't worry about it. Forget it. I'll have it before you leave. Adam, we all went on a cruise without... Or Adam, damn it. Mikey, we all went on a cruise without you.
Oh, where'd you guys go?
We went... our good friend Nick got married.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that, but where was the cruise?
I don't know.
It was to...
what part of the world did the boat that you were living on go?
It went south.
Yes.
Like the Caribbean?
Yes.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay.
To like a little island there.
That's nice.
Yes.
And did you guys enjoy it?
We did.
Or do you get kind of boat sick after a while?
I never got boat sick. I did get land sick. When we came,
what do you mean?
When we got off the boat, I was swaying for an entire week.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah,
that's weird.
It was weird because everyone else had affected for a couple days, but for me it was an entire week. I was getting concerned.
Yeah. I was fine after like 20 minutes.
Yeah. So I looked it up on the internet. It's a thing, okay?
Yeah, and like astronauts deal with that too when they get back into
You're like
the
an
Earth,
astronaut.
They,
I'm like an astronaut.
You're basically an astronaut.
And unfortunately it's what you know cuz you know you go immediately go to WebMD and it tells me that I'm going to have this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, so Dave believes it.
I'm going to have to see a doctor. My equilibrium is going to be messed up for the rest of my life. I'm going to die this way.
It was a really weird feeling though for like a day afterwards.
I really didn't have it at all.
No?
Yeah.
Does it feel like you're like just got off like a roller coaster and kind of like
yeah.
I felt like I was still on the boat.
Disoriented. Yeah, like you kind of swayed a little bit. Like you just felt like the ground moved a little bit.
Swam.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Hey, super contributor Matt is in the room. Hey, I respond to him. He said sup y'all and I just responded with hey what do you say? Cubs are gonna win today.
Speaking of which, it's a bummer about Ernie Banks,
yeah,
man.
But not with Mr. Cub. Ernie Banks has finally passed away.
Is he the announcer? I don't know who that is.
No, he was a player. He was
historic player.
Yeah.
Had high energy and played the game like no other.
Oh,
they say.
Bless you.
But he didn't help the team last 30 years. So
no.
Uh oh.
He just cheered them on. But this is the year, right, Mikey?
I think so. This year or next year. That's what they're saying.
What's up, little lady?
I mean, this is Back to the Future's year, though.
Yeah.
Though we can't beat the Florida Gators.
Marlins.
But in the movie, it was their Gators.
Oh.
Yeah, the Miami Gators.
The Miami Gators, yes. And we, but that...
Hello?
Yes, yes. Sorry, I got
I'm eating a cookie,
and I got a text message from Adam, and I'm drinking wine.
Oh, okay.
He says, it seems it's not going to work, and since I need to be done in 10 minutes, I'll just call it a night. So thank you, Adam, for calling in. And
did you ever try calling him back?
I did, though. This computer's locked up.
Oh.
So I'm rebooting it for apparently no reason now. And we got Mikey Maker here for the whole show. I did not expect that.
That's all right. Yeah, I have to get off the phone like 5 minutes. I have to go to a couple mics tonight.
That's what I was expecting.
Yes.
I thought you'd
be,
like the last time we talked to you, you were in a cab.
Yeah. But now I'm at home. So I got my phone hooked to my Wi-Fi, so there's no cutting out or anything. It's nice.
You are uber crazy over there?
Who?
You're using the Uber over there?
Oh, yeah. I use it all the time.
They have Uber here, except
do they?
Yes, except they now have to charge like 15 or 30% more than taxi cabs charge.
Why is that? It's supposed to be less.
Yes. Well, the city put a tax on them.
Oh, okay.
So they had to charge more than an official taxi cab can charge.
Some of those guys, you get in the car and you're like, "Hey, take me here," and they have no idea where they are, or what streets are. What? It's just like it's a nightmare.
That's terrifying.
How did they even get
because,
to you?
Because literally anybody can be an Uber driver. All you got to do is have insurance and whatever the class, whatever it is, chauffeur's license, and you can be an Uber driver.
I mean, I'm an Uber driver as it is, but
right, yeah.
I mean, like, get paid for it.
Yeah.
Does my car have to be clean?
If it's not clean, the people, when they get out of your car, they'll give you a bad rating, and that will affect future fares.
I just want to go in there with a filthy, filthy car.
Have you used an Uber since it's been legal, whatever,
no.
down there?
No,
or just checked it out? What you do is you log on to it on the app, and then you just, like, you press where you're at, and then it sends a signal out, and it shows you where all the cars are, and then whoever one selects you will come pick you up. And whenever it selects you, it'll say the guy's name, picture, and then it'll give them a rating out of like 5 stars, or like how many, and usually the ratings are like, you know, 4.7, 4.8, 4.9. But there's one guy whose rating was like a 1.7. I'm like, and I just canceled it because there's no way I'm getting that guy's car. You better have a clean car because it will affect your score.
He is a murderer.
Yes, and you won't get booked.
Well, you gotta clean your car, my friends.
Well, you do.
That's silly. Well, Mikey, we won't hold you. Millie's gonna help.
Okay.
She's going to help clean my car. Well, Mike, we don't want to hold you up much longer because we know you got some open mics and you got to fine-tune your comedy bits. So where are you performing?
Tonight or
on Thursday? Where is your big show?
It's at the Crocodile, which is in Wicker Park. I don't know the address. Maybe 1530-something, Milwaukee Avenue.
I'm sure it's on the internet.
Yes, the Crocodile. It's going to be great. $5 online, $10 at the door, and you'll see Lasagna if you go to the second show. So I'm excited for that.
You see Lasagna? Oh, my God.
Lasagna.
Lasagna doing their improv. You see Kevin White opening, doing his stand-up comedy. And who's the host of your show?
Oh, my friend Jake McKenzie. He's got an amazing bit about walkers.
And Jake McKenzie doing an amazing bit about walkers?
You'll never hear it, but it basically talks about how every walker he's seen has like tennis balls at the bottom of it, and how they should start to just redesign the look of a walker because it has a lot of flaws. And they're like, all right, here's your walker. This is gonna help you walk. What you want to do now is go to a sporting goods store and buy a thing of tennis balls. I really butchered his bit. It's something like that, though.
Don't worry, I butcher your bits constantly.
That's fine. That's right. Good.
People will often say things when I'm at work, and I'll stop and I'll be like, oh, my friend Mikey Maker has a bit where he does this, and then I'll butcher it, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
And then they go, I'm going to ask for a transfer to get out of the store. I don't want to work in the store anymore.
That was this way. 1540 North Milwaukee Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60622. Oh, nice. The Crocodile Lounge, if you want to call them for information, 773-252-8008. Let me do that again. 773-252-0800. And where do they get tickets?
It's standup.net.
standup.net, and that is...
It's probably better to go on the website, because if you call, like, that bar is awful, and they'll probably be like, I don't know. They have no idea what's going on in that place.
But if they know when your show is, they'll be able to tell you, and if they don't, they'll at least be able to tell you that something's happening.
They will be able to tell you the specials for that night. Which are you want to hear the awesome special with the crocodile?
I would like to hear the awesome special.
And then I'm gonna get off on this. It's really fun. You get a free pizza with the purchase of a drink.
What?
Yeah. So every time you buy a beer, you ask the bartender for a pizza ticket. He gives you a pizza ticket. You walk over to the where the kitchen is, and there's a guy making pizzas there. And you turn it in, and you get a free. It's like a 6-inch thin crust cheese pizza.
Wow.
Yeah. That is a good deal.
It's like a margarita pizza, so it's pretty nice. And then you can. Yeah.
All the more reason.
I mean,
it's
about as good as, like, Jack's Pizza.
Is it Jack's Pizza?
Yeah.
It's a Totino's Party Pizza?
Yeah. No, Totino's a little bit better. I mean, this is like school pizza. Like whenever it's pizza day at school, and it was, you know, that kind of shit.
This is Jack's Pizza. Got
Jack
it.
Pizza.
That's the pizza you're going to get. It's another reason why you should go see Mikey Manker.
Yes.
What is the name of your show? It's Idiot?
Yeah, the album's going to be called Idiot.
Mikey Manker's live comedy show for his next album called Idiot, which should be out sometime this summer?
Summers, yeah.
So thank you very much, Mikey Manker, for calling in.
Goodbye.
You are our first guest of the new year.
Oh, really? Nice. Cool.
We'll see you in March here in studio.
Yes, I will be there in studio in March. I promise.
I'm going to have. We're going to clean up the studio for you and everything. We'll even get. I'm going to go out and buy you new sheets.
Definitely.
All right. So everyone, say that. Bye, Mikey.
Bye.
See you.
See you, Mikey. Thank you for calling in. All right, everyone.
Bye, Mikey.
He heard you. That was the last thing he heard, Millie. Mikey Manker, everybody. Mikey Manker. He is. Comedy phenom. Yes. We lost Adam.
Yeah.
And we lost, Mikey is going off to do some open mics to be funny. I still have Sarah and Aaron in the room for just a few minutes longer. They've now both closed their iPads because they see that I'm looking and talking directly to their faces. We do have Matt in the room. Super contributor Matt says, "Great 80s sci-fi or fantasy movies. Go." Never-ending story.
Oh, dang it!
Sweet. We've been talking a lot about Never-Ending Story at work recently. It's very bizarre.
Labyrinth. That's what I'll go with.
Labyrinth.
Yes.
Aaron.
Yes.
Was Aaron? How old was Aaron in the 80s?
I was born in 85.
Oh. 85. So you were going to say The Dark Crystal.
I've seen both of the first two movies, but that is probably about it. And I was very, very intoxicated when I saw Labyrinth, because my friend decided she wanted to take a drink every time she saw David Bowie.
Oh.
So then she threw up in my shoe about like 20 minutes in.
On your shoe?
David Bowie
in my shoe.
Yeah. Did you take your shoe off? Was it here?
Yeah, it was not. I was not in my shoe. When she threw up in my shoe.
I see. This is making more and more sense. Yeah. I haven't seen Labyrinth.
What?
I know.
I have not. I have seen The Neverending Story, and I have not seen The Dark Crystal.
I don't know what The Dark Crystal is.
What about that one with Tom? That Dark Crystal was a really weird Muppets movie.
Yes, it was a dark, dark Muppets movie.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Matt has contributed Legend.
I was going to say Legend. Is that the one with Tom Cruise?
I believe that's one with Tom Cruise. That was the movie he made before Top Gun. I have not seen Legend. He also has The Last Starfighter.
No.
It's one of my all-time favorites.
What about Flight of the Navigator?
Flight of the Navigator.
Yes. Nope. The Explorers?
Explorers. I've been talking a lot
about Ethan Hawke
and River Phoenix. I've been talking a lot about The Explorers as well at work, which is very strange.
I haven't seen any of these.
And he also mentions one of my all-time favorites. I saw this in the theater. Ice Pirates?
Nope.
Time Bandits? I remember Time Bandits.
Actually, now that I think of it, I don't know if I saw Ice Pirates in the theater, but I know I saw it on HBO 1,800 times.
I saw Time Bandits a billion times on HBO. That's when, like, my mom would let us watch HBO, like, all day.
Just watch TV.
Yeah, we did.
That's what Millie does. We just let her go. Last Starfighter, I'm surprised they have not remade that movie yet. Aaron, let me tell you about it.
Would
you
remember that?
I will. It's about a kid in a, I think he's in a trailer park. And all he does is play this game called Last Starfighter. And he plays and plays and plays and plays. And then he gets the highest score
ever.
And an alien ship comes down and takes him off into outer space because
the aliens had the higher score?
No, because he
beat their score?
No, because they were looking for pilots for starfighters. And since he had the highest score, they felt that he would be a great he was
my
like
story's
a,
better.
A recruit. It would have been better, but no. A recruit. And then, I won't tell you anything else, but he's
thank you.
The Last Starfighter. Ice Pirates. It's a very bizarre movie about pirates who pirate ice because there's no ice. I don't know what Legend's about.
I don't remember.
Tom Cruise has long hair and a horse.
On it.
Long hair and a horse. And the only reason I know he
did... I thought it was a unicorn.
Maybe it was a unicorn. The only reason I know that he did that film before Top Gun is because I was watching the making of Top Gun, and he was going to fly up in like an F-14, and he had super long hair.
Hmm.
So...
1985.
It's a good year.
It's a unicorn.
It's a unicorn. Sarah wins.
A young man must stop the Lord of Darkness from both destroying daylight and marrying the woman he loves.
Wait a minute. He has to stop... Yes. Marrying the woman he loves?
No. A young man must stop the Lord of Darkness from both destroying daylight and marrying the woman he loves. So the Lord of Darkness is going to marry the woman that a young man loves. I'm assuming young man means Tom Cruise.
All right. I'm intrigued. What about Willow? Can you give me the...
Tim Curry's in that.
Can you... He plays the devil or something. He plays
Darkness.
He plays the Lord of Darkness.
It is just titled Darkness.
Can you give me the synopsis to Willow, please?
From 1988 with Val Kilmer. Or did you mean Willow Smith? And she's
very much
the hit song, I Whip My Hair Back and Forth.
Close, but I'll go with Willow, the motion picture.
A reluctant dwarf must play a critical role in protecting a special baby from an evil queen.
What about Lady
Guess
Hawk?
Who the dwarf is?
I forgot his name. I've met him. I've helped him before.
I had his name in my head just a second ago.
I did too.
Now that you guys said that.
And it's Warwick Davis.
Yes, he's like the go-to.
He's the go-to little person.
Yes.
He shopped at Aquatica. Him and his wife were riding around on a dual scooter.
Oh, cute. Warwick
Davis. And I helped them pick out 10 signs to put up in their bedroom. Yes, I know that they're in their bedroom.
That's weird.
That was the conversation they were having, and I was helping them try to find the right color to match their bedroom.
The lizards?
Yes.
That's weird.
Isn't it?
That's weird.
Sarah, what movie did you say?
Lady Hawk.
Lady Hawk.
With Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick and a hawk.
Is that one word or two?
We'll find out.
I think it's one word.
Okay. Lady Hawk.
I looked at Lady Hawk and I got Jamie Lee Curtis. Hold
close.
On. 1985, Matthew Broderick. This one's a little bit longer. Philippe Gaston, a thief... escapes from the dungeon at Aquila, sparking a manhunt. He's nearly captured when Captain Navarre befriends him. Navarre has been hunted by the bishop's men for 2 years, ever since he escaped with Lady Isabeau, who the bishop has lusted after. Navarre and Isabeau have a curse that the bishop has placed on them that causes Navarre to be a wolf during the night and Isabeau to be a hawk during the day. Navarre insists that Philippe help him re-enter the city to help him kill the heavily guarded bishop.
Ice Pirates, please.
Oh, come on. I just finished that one.
That was pretty intense. Lady Hawk. I've got another one after that.
Michelle Pfeiffer was in that. Did you say that?
Ice Pirates?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, in Lady Hawk.
Oh, I think
she was the Lady Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
After that, we're going to look up Beastmaster.
In the far future, water is the most valuable substance. Two space pirates are captured, sold to a princess, and recruited to help her find her father, who disappeared when he found information dangerous to the rulers. A real space opera with sword fights, explosions, fighting robots, monsters, bar fights, and time warps. Well, this just sounds awesome.
It is! I think Lyle Alzado's in this movie.
Angelica Houston.
I don't remember that movie.
Who?
Lyle Alzado? I think that was his name.
Bruce Valanche.
I think he just plays a head.
He plays Wyndon. I don't know what that means.
Do you any good?
Ian Abercrombie.
And Fitch.
Whoa. That was my hand. Oh. What's the next one?
How about Beastmaster?
You're a Beastmaster?
No, just Beastmaster, but thank you.
The TV series from 1999 to 2002?
No,
the 1982 movie.
1982 movie.
Well, the picture just looks fantastic.
There's ferrets.
I don't see any ferrets.
That's all I remember.
I feel like I've seen this somewhere. A sword and sorcery fantasy about a young man's search for revenge, armed with supernatural powers, the handsome hero and his animal allies wage war against marauding forces.
It's a winner in my book.
There's nobody famous in that.
The main character, he played Mike Donovan in V.
There's nobody famous.
Oh, well. Any other movies that we can think of, sci-fi fantasy movies from the 80s? Those are all wonderful, wonderful classics.
Billy Hank Hooker.
What?
There's a guy named Billy Hank Hooker.
Okay. Might as well be.
Can't spell Labyrinth.
Labyrinth. Should spell Dark Crystal instead.
What's that?
The Dark Crystal? Yeah, you should see that.
With Jim Henson. Oh, it's that one.
Yes.
I feel like I have seen this one. On another planet in the distant past, a Gelfling embarks on a quest to find the missing shard of a magical crystal and so restore order to his world. I feel like I've seen this.
I think I have it on DVD, but I don't think I ever watched it. I think it was Cody's. Finally, someone has mentioned, Super Intruder Matt has mentioned Dune. That has Sting in it, right? Yes.
It has Kyle MacLachlan.
Kyle MacLachlan. Sting, who does not wear a lot of clothing.
And Virginia Madsen. And what's, I do not see Sting.
Isn't Sting in this?
I thought he was.
Well, is it his real name? Would he be under his real name? Is that his real name?
His real name is...
Patrick Stewart's in it. Oh, Sting.
Gordon, something.
It is Sting. See, I told you.
A Duke's son leads desert warriors against the Galactic Emperor and his father's evil nemesis when they assassinate his father and free their desert world from the Emperor's rule.
That sounds about right. Maudib.
Oh, it's got Alicia Witt.
You should see it. It's terrible.
It can't wait. Oh, yeah, there's a naked Sting.
If you like a naked Sting...
This is the movie for you.
This is the only movie for you.
What else has he been? Has he been in other stuff?
If he has, he's been more clothed.
Let's find out.
He was in a great episode of the Michael J. Fox Show.
I thought that.
His real name is Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner.
It's a lot of names. Sting is a good name for a kid.
He hasn't been anything. B movie?
He was in the B movie?
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
Good. I think we own that. I may have to check. I love those movies where you can't understand what they're saying. You really have to be in the mood. That one and...
Snatch,
and if you want to watch Trainspotting.
I think I had to watch Snatch with subtitles on.
And if you want to watch Trainspotting, you hopefully have not eaten beforehand, because you're just going to be sick the entire time.
Ever?
Ugh. Anytime you have babies crawling on ceilings, not good.
Or how about when he dove down in the toilet for that nasty toilet?
Ugh. That's a terrible movie. I mean, it was a fantastic movie, but terrible. Terrible subject matter. Aaron's getting married, everybody.
Yeah.
And how many weeks do we have to go?
Like 5?
5 weeks. Are you getting nervous?
No, I'm ready for it to be over.
Yes, me too.
No. Me too.
There's going to be animals involved.
I don't know. 41 days.
41 days. We've got another wedding before yours, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Prepare for.
I know, I'm going to that one. You have to work the night.
I already requested those nights off.
Well,
very much.
You're not going to get it. Actually, somebody might call your boss.
Actually, the only night that I don't have off is like the night of the... like rehearsal dinner party the night before.
Okay, I'll go to that.
And I was told just to go to the boardwalk, and they would all be sitting outside smoking cigars.
Okay, I'll go there.
You can go to that one. All right. So Aaron's wedding's coming up. We are going to live tweet the entire wedding.
You totally should.
And we're going to do a podcast from that wedding.
Okay.
We never did a podcast for Nick and Kristen's wedding, which we had nothing but time on our hands.
It doesn't work.
We had plenty of hours where we weren't doing anything but sleeping, but for Aaron's wedding we will do a podcast right from there.
Can't wait.
And I'm going to do a guest DJ spot, and I'm going to sing a song.
Okay.
Do you really want to hurt me?
I'm going to sing a staple of my brother. I'm either going to sing the Righteous Brothers, or I'm going to sing the Beatles' Oh Darling. So be prepared.
We don't have any of our music picked out, and we meet our DJ tomorrow. Like,
uh-oh. I'm
what
on
do
it.
You? I mean, do people really walk out to Here Comes the Bride anymore? Like, what do I walk out to?
Aren't you going to have a harpist?
No.
No. Oh. Are you going to have the? Is someone going to be playing the nut stick?
Oh, I should. I should.
I can learn how to play it on the guitar.
The nut stick on the guitar?
No, the Here Comes the Bride. Or I can just do that.
I have no idea. I have no idea what to pick. I don't know what to have people. I don't even know what our first dance is going to be.
What's your song?
We don't have a song.
Everyone's got a song.
Nobody has a
Billy
song.
Billy Ocean, Caribbean
Queen. Caribbean Queen. Aaron, I learned some interesting facts about Caribbean Queen today.
Why?
Apparently, when that song came out, hey Millie, don't do that. Apparently, when that song came out, he sent it out to a bunch of different regions. So in Africa, it was called African Queen.
Oh.
And I believe in Europe, it was European Queen.
European Queen.
So why isn't ours like...
We don't get American
Tennessean
Queen.
I'm sure
if he had the time, he would have done all 50 states.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be awesome.
What is he, else
Billy
is he
Ocean
doing? He has plenty of time.
Came and sang at your wedding.
Are you guys planning that for me? Oh, my gosh.
What are we?
Planning Billy Ocean?
That'd be crazy.
Oh, my gosh, I can't wait.
Done.
I mean, he's not performing at Flower and Garden, so he has to be doing something.
He doesn't normally.
I knew it.
He doesn't normally perform at Flower and Garden.
Right, so he's got to have. He's got free time.
Caribbean Queen. Get in.
And he can finally sing. Aaron.
No, I forgot the name of that GD band. The other
Starship.
One. Starship. That would be Mickey
totally
Thomas.
Totally him.
Mickey Thomas the Starship.
But, I mean, I feel like they all know each other, so maybe you can make him come to him.
Matt has said
but did
something
you guys sing that
extremely
in,
inappropriate in about
Vogue?
A monorail.
Uh-oh.
Did you guys see that In Vogue is coming back to Flower and Garden?
Oh, really?
And I'm super excited.
Actually, I had not seen the list of Flower and Garden shows
and,
yet.
And Taylor Dane.
Taylor Dane? What is it called again?
In Vogue.
No, not in...
Oh.
What are you talking
the
about?
The show, what is it called? It's called...
Flower and Garden.
No, but it's...
How does your garden grow?
It's like, not eat to eat the to beats, the... but...
Grow to the show.
Flower power.
Oh. Yeah.
Grow to the show. My God.
I'm very tired.
How many of them wines have you drank?
Not as much as you, Lush.
Come with me again. The gin blossoms are coming back. I'm keeping my hands up. Gin blossom coming back.
Who's in town during Aaron's wedding?
When is Aaron's wedding?
March 7th.
January, February, March. The gin blossoms. You're going to make me freaking miss the gin blossoms?
You don't have to go. You could save me some money.
No, I'm going to be there. I'll see them on Sunday. I'm off on Sunday.
There you go.
Caribbean Queen. We also have Pablo Cruz.
I don't know who that is.
Uh-oh.
And Vogue? Have anyone heard
free
of
your mind!
And the rest will follow.
Be colorblind!
Mickey Thomas' Starship.
You're not... Okay.
That's all I had. Mickey Thomas' Starship will be there next weekend. The orchestra starring former members of ELO.
I don't know who that is. What that
makes
is.
Makes me laugh.
What do they play? What do they sing?
ELO. Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah, they... They sing songs that you
oh
know.
They sing songs.
Let's see. ELO's greatest hits. Evil Woman.
There's other stuff, though.
And,
I got their greatest hits right here. Evil Woman, Living Thing, Can't Get Out of My Mind, Showdown, Turn to Stone.
I don't know, yeah.
Rockaria, Sweet Talking Woman, Telephone Line, Ma Bella, Strange oh Magic, Mr. Blue Sky.
Okay. So, they have that song.
Evil Woman.
No, I think you know the other songs, too.
All right. I forgot I was doing something. What else is... The Village People.
Woohoo!
YMCA. John Cicada.
Woohoo!
The Guess Who.
Woohoo!
Taylor Dane.
Yeah.
The Little River Band.
I think I saw her a couple of years ago. She was actually really good.
I know. She was one of those people that I'm like, I don't know any of her songs, and then I knew half of them.
Yeah.
And Sarah's favorite closing it out, Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon.
I've never seen them.
Ugh, he talks a lot. They don't sing a whole lot. He just talks a lot.
Because he's English. So this is what we have to look forward to.
Yay!
I'm excited. Well, folks, I think we've talked enough.
Yes.
We lost Adam because he had to do something else. But we lost his connection because I didn't clean out the computer before I rebooted it, so I blame myself. We did talk to Mr. Mikey Maker, who will be at the Crocodile Lounge over in Wicker Park. Go see him if you listen to this before Thursday, and I will post this maybe tomorrow or tonight to make sure that we get it out there. So
tonight.
I'll post the show tonight. I got a little editing to do, but I'll get it out tonight. Adam is working on a play. He's directing Carousel in St. Louis, so be prepared for that this summer. Aaron, what do you have coming up?
Just getting married.
Getting
just
married.
A wedding.
So they got to pick out some songs. If anyone has any good suggestions for Aaron's wedding songs, please let us know. We will forward them to her.
Please.
I think Beat It should be on there.
Just Beat It.
Or the Thriller song.
Thriller.
That one's kind of getting overplayed. Sorry.
Definitely the Cupid Shuffle.
Oh.
Definitely.
I want nonstop group line dancing for the entire reception. Macarena, Cupid Shuffle, The Wobble, all of them. Non-stop.
Best
wedding ever.
What's the one, the part song,
Worth.
Part two?
What?
It starts off, here's a song, something, something, part two. It's time to get funky.
Jump on it?
No.
Boom.
I thought that was
your
left. Cuban
Jump,
shuffle.
Jump, is it Cuban shuffle?
Yeah, I think so.
Whatever.
I bet you're talking about the...
I don't...
R. Kelly trapped in a closet for a second because it was like eight parts.
I was
of,
like, what?
Can you play that?
That's entire, oh, the entire, yes.
That'll blow
that seems very
mind.
Appropriate.
And
yeah.
Then can Maroon 5 show up at your wedding?
I mean, I think that's going to happen. Them with Billy Ocean is going to
be
amazing.
Cool. That'd be pretty
Thanks,
cool.
Guys.
Did everyone see that video with Maroon 5 showing up people's weddings?
Oh. I didn't watch it, but I saw the
I heard of it.
We're going to have Guar show up at your wedding.
No.
Shoot blood and spooge everywhere.
Yeah. Best wedding ever.
I'll be like, no, thank you. It's not stopping. It's just nonstop blood. So you got that coming up. I have nothing coming up but trying to figure out what I can do so I can make the show more entertaining. And I usually think about that the day before. Sarah, what do you have coming up?
I got accepted to the Odd Duck show again.
Yay!
In April. So...
So look
getting prepared for that.
So going back to Hollywood.
Going back to Hollywood. So we really need to make sure that we've got some product to sell, meaning another Waste of Podcast product to sell at this show.
No.
I'm handing out stickers. That's all I know. I don't know where I'm going to get them or how I'm going to produce them. But oh, I'm talking about the Casper slide. Thank you, Matt.
I don't know what that one is. Well, add it to the list.
You know, I was going to look it up, but you know what? I'll post it on the Facebook page. So we'll have it later. This connection's terrible.
Just gonna knock your computer down.
Oop, that helped.
You suck, connection.
Why is this? Can't you hear it?
I think that's just the story of your technical difficulties tonight.
Ugh, stupid. Why won't anything work right for me? And I'm already sobering up. Yeah, so the Odd Buck. Let's see, there you go. Odd Duck Bazaar. Look for Sarah in Hollywood in March. We're going to get a whole lot of listeners from this show, and it's going to be hella awesome. I'm not going to be deathly ill this time.
Oh, gosh, please no.
I'm not going to be spending most of my time in the bathroom vomiting. Yeah. I plan on being healthy, wealthy, and wise, and I'm gonna sell the shit out of Sarah's purses.
Cool.
So...
Groovy.
Anyone else have anything to say?
No.
Matt wants you to play Grease Lightning.
Oh, done.
Yeah? He actually says no Grease Lightning, but, you know, that's just code.
Definitely the chicken dance.
Yeah.
And Gungan style.
Conga lines galore.
Gonna
lead the entire wedding out in a conga line.
And what's that song that everyone was doing for a long time when they were going down the aisle where they were all doing the choreographed dances to it?
Think I want to marry you.
Yeah, can you do that?
Yeah.
And then can your song be...
I want every wedding cliche ever at this one.
Can someone, can someone at some point sing the Green Day song "Time of Our Lives"? Time of Your Life, whatever.
I'm gonna end with "Closing Time" by Semisonic.
This is the greatest wedding ever,
right? Gosh.
If only this wasn't doing this. It's about time to invest in some real cords and plugs.
Probably. Tax return.
Tax return. We're getting our wall fixed. That's all I know. So on that note, everyone, thank you very much for listening. Matt, we look forward to seeing you again, listening to us soon. Please tell other people to listen as well. You are greatly appreciated. Mike and Maker, greatly appreciated. Adam and Sarah and Aaron and Ryan, who's working, and Adam, who or Adam and Nick, who's still married. Let's all do this again sometime, shall we? See you, see you, see you, see you, see you.